Good morning. Welcome to the second day of our Light Conference. We are so excited to have everyone present and with us.
Yes, and we are, and all the many beings are equally as excited, let us tell you. They have been with us since about 5 o'clock this morning, starting to talk, and it's been pretty much nonstop, so it's going to be quite a day.
So we're really looking forward to, as it unfolds today. So I guess we can get started. If you'll, again, take a deep breath, be very centered in your space and in your sacred heart, and please welcome Archangel Gabriel. Greetings, beloveds. Welcome from all of the members of the Crucible. We come, each and every one of us, in our full regalia of light, just as you have come, dear ones, in your full emanation of light, in your light body. How grand that must feel to you at this very moment. So many parts of you have been upgraded and lifted to reflect your light body. And that's having a big impact on your cellular system, raising that body into a fifth dimensional state. Begin to feel that in your body now. How that body is being communicated to and resonating with that communication. Your soul spirit is vibrating in such a magnificent vibration of light and love and the unity of all of you, all parts of you, is very palatable in this moment. From this state of consciousness in your light body, let us begin our morning session. Greetings, masters. It is I, Metatron. I am here with you to direct you and to co-facilitate the activation of another iteration, light packets. This light packet emanates from the quantum field. Other light packets that we have activated emanate from a field of awareness, a unified field of humans in physical bodies. These next three light packets, the fifth, sixth, and seventh, emanate from the quantum field. They impact all other light packets that have been activated thus far, upgrade and uplift. So eventually you have one unified massive light packet that you can draw from in your creative adventures within the quantum field. But we are very slowly directing you and activating these various light packets and light templates very gradually, so that you are integrating them with ease. They aren't integrated immediately, as you are fully aware of from previous activations, but we are paying attention so that there is an ease to this integration that does not upset your present equilibrium. Now that the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates have been activated and have come into a unified expression, you will be much more capable to integrate with equilibrium that does not upset in any way, shape, or form the unified field of your body. This is an important recognition that we communicate to you now, so that in future activations, it is also done with great care and ease of integration. So now, let us begin this co-activation. If you will please take a deep breath, be very centered in your sacred heart, be aware of yourself in your light body. Be very conscious of the light packets that you have activated thus far and where they are positioned in your body. Be conscious of the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh strands of DNA that have been impacted by these light packets. Be conscious of yourself sitting in the amplified fields of light in the quantum field, in your light body. Together now, we enter the DNA control room. You know where it is. You have visited this place before, so you're already familiar with it. Look for the cabinet labeled Light Quotient and open it. Inside the cabinet is a dial. And you're familiar with this dial also. It has been turned on. Make sure the dial is fully engaged. Notice as you stand in front of your DNA matrix, there are seven strands of DNA, and they are more light-filled than the others. There is an eighth strand of DNA that is coming online and is still in the process of being activated, but it is coming online. touch the vibrating light packets with the index finger of the right hand extension of your light body. Notice how these light packets light up when you touch them. You have 4 light packets ignited. And we will ignite the 5th one now. As you touch the 5th light packet, notice how it's beginning to light up. Once this task has been accomplished, close the cabinet and leave the matrix. Be present in the quantum field, in the crucible, in this present moment. Take a deep breath. As you remember from yesterday, all members of the crucible are united in the element of love. And every member of the non-physical realm is uplifting and supporting the community of the physical portion of this crucible to help you integrate and absorb to the highest level every activation that occurs from this moment forward. Much is happening, beloveds, in this very moment. The 5th light packet is now activated fully. This light packet was placed in the 8th strand of DNA. Notice how that strand begins to activate and light up. Feel what's going on in your sacred heart. Feel what's going on in your light body. Feel the exhilaration in all parts of you. How beautiful the light streams through you and becomes you. Sit for a moment longer. in this exhilaration, in this massive light that you are. Take a deep breath. Be very present and alert, conscious in this moment. I'd like to speak to you now about this light packet. The fifth dimensional light packet is a massive light packet, unlike any of the other iterations that you have course activated. The fifth light packet relates to all that light packets, all the light templates that have been activated. The fifth light packet, as well as the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, emanate from the quantum field. And they affect the DNA strands and the chakras. This fifth light packet affects the human consciousness as well as the soul spirit. That fifth light packet resides in the soul star, where it informs the chakra system of the body, which are spinning vortexes of light. It affects the upper chakras that relate to the light body. And the communication is clear between soul and spirit. The communication into the consciousness that you are as spirit using a human body is a very viable, tangible communication. You realize now, in this state of consciousness, that you are spirit using a vehicle of the human body. Just as you realize your light body is using a vehicle of the Merkaba energy. It's a very tangible difference in the way you view who you are in a body. And that, not separation, but consciousness that you are soul spirit using a body. Your soul is the vehicle from which you experience yourself as an individual creator experiencing life in a body on planet Earth. But there is a direct distinction that you make. You are unified, but you are capable of using your soul spirit to use the vehicle of the human body. That eighth strand of DNA relates to your spirit, not so much to your physicality. But now we're going into the spirit of you, that unlimited expression of the divine, of the all that is. A replica of that energy, if you will. All of the activations that the seating of the divine participants have participated in up to this moment have affected that soul start. The unlocking of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates and all activations that take place in this conference affect the soul start and the complete function of that. The soul star is not a chakra. It is an energy field of light that communicates as you are capable of receiving who you are as the divine image of the all that is. The soul star begins to awaken your memory codes more extensively and begins to inform your chakras, upper and lower chakras, from the perfection and wisdom of your soul spirit. Your spirit is now has a viable communication source to your soul. Your soul then provides a clear path for you to experience your individuality under the direction of your spirit. At this moment, you are drawing from your soul star as well as your light body. Great changes are being made in your etheric body. As you are well aware of, that etheric body is your physical body's double. Your physical body has always drawn from that etheric body. And as the etheric body changes into light body, the physical body then is able to change at a cellular and molecular level. Now let me say that again. As the etheric body changes and becomes the full activated light body, it informs the body and changes the body at a cellular and molecular level. This is gradually happening now in this 3 days. It will take 3 years to fully manifest in your body. But the differences you will notice will be tremendous within the next 3 weeks. You will begin to feel it in this moment. You will begin to notice how you are very different on every level. the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates are fully functioning. You have equilibrium and healing going on in that mental, emotional body, which is your creative mechanism within the body you occupy. And all rifts and divisions are being healed and unified. This will happen within the next year. All because of these activations, one right after the other. And very precisely placed and activated. The achievements that this united group, members of the Crucible, will be able to make in the next 3 to 5 years are something you couldn't have imagined. So I give you this vision to hold for yourself as you travel life in this particular time sequence. So now I ask you to take a deep breath and sit with us for a few minutes longer to feel what has just occurred in your energy system. You are being affected in mind, body, and spirit. All levels of you are being affected by these activations.